From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May the 6th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Department of Public Works is making plans to replace Cassius Bridge in the town of Chatham. The bridge spans Indian Creek at the intersection of Clark Road and Route 9. The proposed adjustment would replace the structure's beam and concrete and add shoulders to its width. Robert Jobin, manager of the project, said, and I quote, "We want to replace it before it becomes unsafe. There are cosmetic cracks that we're watching right now, but structurally there's nothing to worry about right now," end quote. The replacement project is estimated to cost between $1.5 and $2 million. The 89-year-old structure was last repaired in 1980. The department will hold a public information session on the project at 6 p.m. May 13th at the Chatham Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Board of Education has appointed current middle school principal Marilena Hauser as the district's new principal on special assignment. In that role, she will manage discipline and behavior-related matters for grades 6 through 12. Catskill Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell said on Tuesday, May the 5th, the position will allow for increased administrative interaction with students on the upper campus. Farrell and Hauser will have an office located between the two upper campus sites and will work in both buildings. District Director of Technology Cheryl Rabinowitz will fill the vacated middle school principal position while retaining her existing duties. The changes are effective June 29th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jessica Bakeman is reporting at the Capitol, New York. The chairs of the legislators' education committees have introduced legislation that would make significant changes to the state's education law and policies. Among those changes, amending how the Board of Regents is elected and requiring education officials to revisit their decision to adopt the Common Core standards. The law would also delay implementation of a new teacher evaluation system and require education officials to investigate the quality of state-administered standardized testing. The measure is sponsored by Senator John Flanagan, a Long Island Republican, and Assemblymember Kathy Nolan, a Queens Democrat. The bill appears to be a response to last month's unprecedented boycott of state-administered tests in public schools. According to unofficial tallies, nearly 200,000 students in the 3rd through 8th grades refused to take the federally mandated required English and math exams. You can read that full story at Capitol, New York. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro plans to start a crisis intervention training program educating police about handling possible violent situations. At a town hall-style meeting in Rhinebeck last week, he said, and I quote, "We want to use the model out of Bexar County, Texas, to train law enforcement, to train first responders, to train correction officers, and to train 911 dispatchers and be prepared to deal with those with mental health and addiction problems because that first contact is most important," end quote. Dutchess County will pay 50% of the overtime costs for municipalities to send officers to the training, so there will be costs for local budgets. Molinaro said, and I quote, "We want, in 24 months, to have trained law enforcement personnel on the ground," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. In our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that the New York State Assembly passed a minimum wage bill, 94-43, on May the 4th. The bill would raise the statewide minimum wage to $10.50 by December 31, 2016, with it raising to $12.50 in New York City and Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. Then the wage rises to $11.55 statewide and $13.75 in the New York metro area at the end of 2017. Then the wage rises to $11.55 statewide and $13.75 in the New York metro area at the end of 2017, and to $12.60 statewide and $15 in the New York metro area at the end of 2018. After December 31, 2019, the minimum wage would be indexed to the rate of inflation. Tipped workers also get raises to $12.50 in 2019 when those are linked to inflation. Hamilton writes that the Senate is unpredictable with the May 4th arrest of Senate Minority Leader Dean Scalos. So it is, and I quote, "more unclear than ever if the Senate will address the minimum wage and send a proposal to the governor," end quote. You can read that full story in Capitol Confidential. As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers today, mainly between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. The high near 76 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For Wednesday night, it will be clear with a low around 43 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:43 a.m. and the sun will set at 8 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 16 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 6th day of May 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.